Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Linda, welcome back.
Hey, Dom. Wait, do you want me to talk about elections, or do you want me to talk about what's still considered manly?
I knew you would go for that right away. Yes, what's still considered manly?
Not carrying a purse.
Well, seems like a shot at you, Dom.
Wait a minute. Is that another shot at my talk radio bag that I have all my stuff in?
Well, look, I know Dan doesn't carry a purse, so I know he's manly. You, still up in the air.
Well, let me ask you this, Linda. What's the judgment of a 35-year-old who carries around a backpack all day?
Yeah, backpack all day.
I'm not sure. I don't think I appreciate that either.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew that. How about opening doors for Linda Kearns? Is that manly?
That has to happen all the time. In fact, somebody should be rolling out a carpet everywhere I go. So, yeah, that's a given. Please.
Well, you know what? When we do win, whenever they're done counting over there, Dan, put that down on your list. We'll have a red carpet for Linda Kearns.
Well, I'd like
Kearns.
To see my resume as professional door opener for Linda Kearns. So
no,
Linda, feel
red
free
carpet.
To
red carpet and martinis or whatever she wants when that happens. Okay, so, Linda, what in the world? I always think, not some conspiracy or something, I always think incompetency. And Al Schmidt and the boys over there are incompetent putting stuff like this out because it's not just boilerplate. Immediately, this is out there national, and some people go too wild with it. What's your initial thought of what they did here?
Right. I was really irritated when I saw that tweet. And, you know, for any of your listeners that also listen to The Morning Show, for once in my life, I'm going to agree with Greg Stalker, which is he's always saying, don't get your news from Twitter. I don't usually agree with Greg because he doesn't like my music choices, so he's kind of on my bad list.
But on this, he's a very manly guy, though. I can vouch for you. Very manly, yes.
But on this, Greg is right. Don't get your news from Twitter. The Department of State has had this section on their website called Fact Checking Pennsylvania Related Election Claims. And they've had this blurb up about not knowing the final results on election races for a very long time. For some reason, they just tweeted it out again. And I think it was really irresponsible because there was no reason to tweet it out. And I think it's a little bit misleading to voters. Additionally, no one knows how many mail ballots we're going to get in November. So if for some reason no one votes by mail or very few people vote by mail, then they will be done election day. So I just think that all this does is stir the pot, and that's just not useful.
And we have that. Is it a law? Is it a directive with the money that we've talked about a lot where they have to keep counting? They have to tag other people in. They can't stop the count. They seem to be indicating here if there's a lull, don't think that's rigged, but it's illegal, as I understand it, right?
Right. So there was a law passed in 2022 that if you're a county that takes the election integrity grant from the state, and almost we have 67 counties, almost all of the counties take this grant. If you take that grant, then you must start counting at 7 a.m. on election day and shall continue without interruption until finished, which means 24 hours a day. So that's very different from 2020 when they kept stopping overnight. So in 2020, I think they were finally like near finished by like the weekend or something. So here, if they have to count constantly, I think that's going to cut the time in half at least. Additionally, they have, you know, they're constantly getting, you know, better machines, better equipment. They also know what they're doing a little bit better with the counting because they've done it a few election cycles. So I have reason to believe that it's going to go a little bit quicker. But it's true. We may not know. And that's because the law in Pennsylvania says they can't start until 7 a.m. on election day. So we're different than, say, a state like Florida that is allowed to open the ballots before election day. So comparing us to Florida is like comparing, you know, soft pretzels to oranges because then one has nothing to do with the other because we have such different laws. But I don't want this to discourage voters. The voters' job is to make a plan and get out to vote and get as many people as you know out to vote. That's what voters should be concerned about.
Yeah, Linda, that's the bottom line. Every time we get a call like this, I entertain it. But people that, well, they're going to cheat. As soon as I hear that, that means you're going to give up on this. Instead, we are so much better prepared this time, both with the mail-in ballot surge, Scott Presler, Linda Kearns out there. And then you'll get some people, what about chain of custody and whatabouts? You're on it as much as humanly possible and beyond that we're on it this time. There's not Zuckerbucks. We got people watching all this. In fact, that's why this went national immediately. People jumped on it to try to send a message. We're on to this stuff.
Right. And I also have a slate of people scheduled 24/7 beginning on election day. As I told you last time I was on that call, my colleague, Jody Felice,
yes.
Your listeners know him. He's Mr. Philly GOP and very manly, by the way. That's something. He's manly, so you can put him down on that list. He's working with me to schedule people 24/7. So we're going to have observers there watching. You know, remember in 2020, that was a brand new law. No one really knew what the procedures were going to be. They weren't that transparent with us, but we've learned a lot since then, and we are really prepared. And
well, Linda, let me interrupt and ask this then. So
sure.
Does it's the same thing as 2020. They count at the convention center.
No. Now they have a new facility that they rented. It's on Roosevelt Boulevard.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what
and
it is. Yeah,
close,
but it's a similar facility.
How close can you do the watching? Remember, we went through that. You were involved in a national story with that in 2020.
Right. Right. So the election code indicates that the watchers can be in the room, and that's interpreted differently by different judges. Different counties interpret that very differently. Some of the counties let you right up to it, like right over the people's shoulders. Philadelphia in the primary still had the gates up so that you couldn't get quite as close. The facility, though, is not as big as the convention center. So just by virtue of that, it seems to be a little bit smaller. You can get, you can get a little bit closer. And I don't know what they're going to do in November. I would like to see them configure the room so that it would be more transparent. And I hope someone from the commissioner's office is listening to your show right now and taking into account that the voters, the taxpayers of Philadelphia who pay them, want transparency. And there's no reason not to configure the room so that the watchers can get a little closer and see what's going on. Sunshine is the best disinfectant.
And look, we're trying, and you are in the forefront of this, to give people, whatever the result is, a sense this was as fair as we know. And the Philadelphia Inquirer, not us, should be leading the charge saying, hey, in Philadelphia, let Linda Kearns sit on your lap when you're counting if you want, or you sit on her lap, whatever, called the Kearns rule. You have to go overboard. We're accused of this, and they should be gone overboard to show. Look, Al Schmidt, aside from this, seems like a decent enough guy. I talked with him at Channel 6 a while ago, Linda, and I told him exactly what we're saying. You got to go overboard here. Rather than trying to suppress everything as misinformation, go overboard to show this is transparent.
Yeah, I agree with you. I certainly don't depend on the Inquirer to do that, though, unfortunately. I wish that they did. But I can tell you that we are so much more prepared. And when stories like this go out, when things circulate like this on Twitter, I'm really concerned that like a lower propensity voter is going to say, well, I'm not even going to vote because it doesn't matter, because it does matter. This election is going to be won on turnout. And the tide is turning in our favor. You talk about the voter registration all the time, about how we're gaining Republican voters in Pennsylvania. And that every little bit counts.
Well,
and
Linda,
voters
to that point,
should be.
I don't know if you heard this side of it. Presser was on yesterday. The last 3 weeks in places like Bucks County, he said statewide, Republican registration has more than held its own or gone up versus Democrats, despite that it's legit, this Bloomlin, anyhow, for Kamala Harris. It's not in Pennsylvania resulting in massive demonstration of registration by Democrats.
No, I mean, you're absolutely right. I do follow the voter registrations, and the Republicans, that they're shooting up. And, you know, this is another reason not to necessarily trust places like the Philadelphia Inquirer. When you see, oh, poll says Harris is up. Well, they there might be 10 polls, and then they pick the one poll that says Harris is up. So, again, it really pains me to agree with Greg Stocker, but just getting your news from Twitter or these headlines,
yes,
is probably not healthy, probably not a good thing. And we just, you know, I said this before on your show, you cannot underestimate your opponent. The Eagles won with a backup quarterback. We cannot underestimate who we're up against, but we cannot take our foot off the gas, and we just need to keep going. And, you know, one statistic that I know is true is Republicans are gaining voters in Philadelphia. In 2016, Trump got 15.3% of the vote in Philly, and in 2020, he got 17.8%. That was a pretty big jump, and I think it'll jump again. So we're getting the percentages here and there, and it's going to take just a bunch of different percentages here and there to get us over the top.
And to that point, still looking for volunteers, and the Protect the Vote Zoom hearing is going to have our viewing training. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Right. So that's this Sunday. So go to protectthevote.com and sign up, and she's going to talk to people ahead of time. Last night I was actually on the TrumpForce47.com training, which is that's more of a political training where they and I encourage your listeners to sign up for that. It was really interesting how they do their get out the vote efforts, and they have Byron Donalds on to talk about it. And at the end of the training, they took some questions, and people had some really valid, legitimate questions about elections. So I was actually, I'm not even sure how many people were on this webinar, but I was actually answering questions from these people, and I was happy to do that. And the majority of them said they were so glad to hear the answers. They were so glad to hear that someone is working on these things. You know, they do feel like that this time is different. And I want to keep that up, that this time is different. And we are working very hard.
Absolutely. Linda, for volunteers and information, where do people go again?
Please go to protectthevote.com. We need a lot of people in the polling places to watch the canvas. You sign up your friends, your neighbors, anyone who can give time on election day. It is so, so important. Protectthevote.com.
All right. And more manly comments. Greg Stocker, a check. Open doors for Linda Kearns. I do not have a man purse. It's a bag. And Dan's wearing a backpack, which is third world here. Come on now.
But I have a beard.
Well, I didn't know he was like a high schooler. I thought he was. But I will be at the, I did buy tickets for the Don Jr. event, so I expect someone there holding the door for me.
Oh,
so
damn, if you can, make a note on that. Okay, we'll have a note on that, Linda. We'll see you there. Thanks, Linda.
Okay, thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Linda Kearns here. Thank you for buying tickets to that. People can get their tickets at 1210WPHT.com. It's going to be a fabulous night. The other big event coming up, though, is Mulligan's. I believe it's going to be August 30th. I'll wait till formally our last fling last year. That was our, now the best Mulligan's ever is when the power went out in the whole world and Mulligan's still went on. Jim Kelly was back here. Tommy McDonald was there. We were hooked up to a car battery. I was on phone at one point. I'm not sure. There was a beeping the other time I was on. What an event. That's Mulligan's. That's the greatness of it. Okay. You got the side question going on. Coming up now, I think J.D. Vance has found his voice here, is doing very well, the Sunday shows and all that, and Walls is one of the reasons why. The military stuff. We have this feud going on because I thought Kellyanne was coming back to the Trump campaign. She's registered as a foreign agent or a lobbyist, if you will, for the country of Ukraine. And people are thinking, is that why she's going after J.D. Vance? I'll give you the details on that. It's kind of messy. Here's President Biden. We believe it's Biden, not AI or somebody else. God knows what he's doing all day, even more than before. He's more on the beach. This makes problems for Kamala Harris. And I'm going to tell you, we're a big event this Friday. Harris addressing inflation is going to be something that Trump should be able to take apart. 4 o'clock today, he's going to give remarks, Trump, President Trump, on the economy. And I think they're trying to get ahead of what Harris is trying to do here. Here's what... Yes, I forgot to remind everyone. Thank you for that, because this $50 Burger King gift card gives us the question they ask right now at Burger King's. Can you handle the heat? Because Burger King is serving up bold flavor and spice this summer with the all-new fiery menu featuring the fiery bacon whopper, fiery chicken fries, fiery strawberry and Sprite made with fiery strawberry puree, and more for a limited time at participating U.S. restaurants. It's a fiery take on your BK favorites with spice levels from mild to wild so everyone can have it their way. You know, the participating stuff just for a period of time, Dan. The spice stuff is starting. The pumpkin spice started yesterday. Even on CNN, they were attacking.
I love pumpkin spice. I'm so happy it's back.
I don't know why.
It's about time.
The allure of it. I guess it sells more product to say only for a short period of time. But if it's that good, wouldn't pumpkin spice
last all year? No, because you get over it. It's one of the flavors that you get over after a while, I feel like. So, yeah, I feel like the hype needs to be there.
Is there an item that they only do for a limited time, though, that you think would carry the whole year? There's probably several of them, right?
You know, the one thing that I think, and I hate that it's only, I love like mint flavors combined with chocolate. And when you get around Christmas time, you get all the peppermint barks and the peppermint chocolates. I think that could definitely be a year-round staple. I guess it is to a degree, like Andes and all, but they're just not, York peppermint patties are kind of popular,
I like
but
chocolate
they're not
chip
as popular
mint.
As they should
yeah,
be.
Yeah, I think mint is a pleasant flavor. I could go for that. Okay, so Joe Biden kind of raining on Harris's parade. On Friday, she's going to separate from the Biden approach, which is to be too celebratory, to let you know she gets your pain, but what's the solution? I'll tell you her lame solutions in a moment. Here's President Biden today, though, saying, soft landing, we won over inflation.
The U.S. beat inflation, Mr. President.
Yes, yes, yes. I told you we're going to have a soft landing. We're going to have a soft landing. My policies are working. Start writing that way, okay?
All right. All right. So, yeah, telling the media start writing that way or some crazy thing. In other words, he's saying 2.9% inflation month over month, year over year, and only 0.2 is a soft landing. It's right where. Why did we go through all this then? Why are his policies working again that we had to go through this misery at the grocery store, which we're still going through? And anyone that listens to talk radio knows it's not this slight drop. It's what's baked in already by these policies. All right, so on Friday, Vice President Harris now is going to give us the first part of her agenda. She's going to be in North Carolina. That's why Trump is addressing the economy today. And she's going to talk about, well, her background and how that plays into stopping inflation. So she's going to go all out to let you know it's not like Biden, where we're going to be celebrating things. She has your back. She worked at McDonald's and all. She knows what's going on in the grocery stores. But what is the solution? That's all that we want to hear. She could do that in 2 minutes.
Okay. All right.
What's the policy? What's the solution? She's going to pivot to where I predicted it the other day. On the border, what did she say? A. I was a prosecutor. I'm the only one that prosecuted these drug gangs. You're not going to tell me about the border. And B, I would have signed that bill that was the toughest border bill ever. Now, the media lets her get away with it. It's not in a debate. She's not doing a follow-up question in the interview. So she's going to roll with that again on inflation. Her goal is maybe not to win on the economy and inflation, but to diminish Trump's lead on that in the minds of people. How's she going to do that? I'm a prosecutor. When I was the state attorney general, I made national news. I won $1 billion in this one lawsuit going after price fixing, going after these big corporations. The suggestion is going to be, maybe she'll even say it like Bob Casey, corporate America, big egg, big bacon. They did it to you at the grocery store. Big Snickers. She's also going to say it's landlords. It's those rotten landlords. They're going to try to do two things. They're going to try to pick out these villains that progressives have made up over the years, including landlords. And two, around the edges, they're going to give you these little policies, nickel and diming, the junk fees thing that Biden always says. You wake them up, junk fees. That's the plan. I know you're saying, well, how do you get away with that? Not going to take follow-up from the media. We're not into the debate yet. The secret sauce is I am the prosecutor, you're not. She sent it to Pence. This is the tell several times. She's going to do two things in the debate. You never prosecuted people. How dare you say I'm soft on crime or anything else? And two, she's going to play the card that shows she's a woman in charge. Anytime there's any conversation back and forth, she'll say, I'm speaking. That's the tell line. I'm speaking now. God, it's insufferable. It's a lot worse than Hillary. It's a lot worse. Hillary would take this woman apart in a debate. But that's the field we're on. That's where it's going to be. And I'm not hearing from the Trump people enough. We'll see what he says this afternoon. This rebuttal that would put her away on this issue. This is the big issue, ultimately. Even more than the border, I still believe. How in the world are we still paying these prices at the grocery store? You're telling me we're going to continue. She's going to talk about the supply chain, too, apparently. How they fixed the supply chain, and now things are back to normal. This is all incredibly false, but it's the prosecutor aura here. And this is her way of delinking from Biden. She wants the credit for all these grandiose big projects, but she's not like Biden at the grocery store. She thinks she's going to be a lot better at saying, I understand exactly, I'm the middle class, I understand exactly what you're doing. Do I think Kamala Harris could tell us the cost of various things, Dan? No, I don't think she could. She'd be more like George Herbert Walker Bush, who couldn't tell you stuff, versus Clinton, who knew what prices were. All right, phone lines. Love to get you in on that at 855-839-1210. And the side question, something that is still considered manly, coming from a listener yesterday. All right, so it's been a real roller coaster today. By the way, the story that appeals to me the most today, Dan got on the head of the police. What a guest in Las Vegas. Have you heard that? They're saying that the NFL, in the small print or whatever, cops that do duty to protect people at the games, in some cases I think they're paid, sometimes they're in uniform, the city gives them cops, their biometric data is being taken by the NFL, or they can't do it. And it might be shared with third parties, and the third parties might hate cops. Are the Philadelphia police going to submit to that? Because we believe it's an NFL rule. Now, you're hearing something here. Think of all these things coming together, Dan, that people care about. Philadelphia Eagles, the police, and this issue. Why is the other news media not covering this? We had on the guy who laid it out beautifully. You're going to hear about it in the next 24, 48 hours, I think. Why should the police have to submit to this because the NFL says so? Kirk Herbstreit is done giving a blank about those coming after him, Dan, because he says how silly it is to have men in women's sports. And he says he's not afraid of being canceled. Question one is he cancelable, do you think, on ESPN?
The thing is, like, who's the target audience of Herbstreit? It's SEC, Southern individuals, college football.
College football, right.
You know, like, I think he's, you know, speaking to a choir here, to be honest.
Yeah, but he's also got the machinery of ESPN there. I would agree with you. He seems not to be, right?
Yeah, I have some audio. You want it?
Yeah, let's hear him.
I got to make sure.
Yeah, you got everything.
Lee Corso used to give a speech, and one of the things he would say within that speech is he's like, don't ask me about race, religion, or politics, or don't talk publicly about race, religion, or politics. And now I think that's all anybody talks about is race, religion, or politics, you know? And so I've tried to just, you know, you and I've texted. I mean, I've tried to stay on the sidelines for a lot of that, but, you know, you can only take so much, until you want to start to speak up a little bit, you know, and actually say what you think. But when I retire or get in a position that you're in, I'll be able to say what I think a lot more.
That when you put that tweet out, there was going to be...
All right. So I know you're difficult with that. That's okay. Yeah. Yeah, he basically is, as I said, men and women sports. And if he can be bold enough to do this, Dan, and I think he's at risk of being canceled, maybe not that much. What about people like the Williams sisters I bring up all the time, or any number of these people? I don't think Serena Williams is cancelable. That's why I have such respect for J.K. Rowling, people like that, who's being sued now by the Algerian guy who won in the Olympics the boxing, right? You got to worry about this stuff. But I salute him, too, because he could be canceled. I know it's crazy. He's their guy on college football, SEC, all that stuff. But he speaks too much on this stuff. They don't want to hear it. Are we going to start to hear more voices on this? There's strength in numbers. It can't just be Riley Gaines. Good for him. Tomorrow, though, special guest, what does it mean that the plastic surgeons group is now saying, nah, you can't be doing this stuff. You got to be kidding me. I know it seems obvious and outrageous, but it's a battle. It's a slow battle. All right, let's go to Joe in Columbus on Talk Radio 1210, Columbus, New Jersey. Hey, Joe, go right ahead.
Hey, Dom. I do have my question of the day.
Sure.
But prior to that, I just keep looking at Kamala's attempts to distinguish herself from her own administration is in itself revealing, a joke, and an implication of her own inabilities. And I think the way you got to come at her, you could do all the commercials you want, but it's got to be in a debate. And simply and briefly, whoever is, when Trump's debating against her, he should look right into the camera and say, so Kamala, you're simply admitting to all these people out there that you hold no juice, and you continue to hold no juice.
Okay, yeah, because I see where you're going. The counter, her counter will be, and then you're jumping ahead. I was only the vice president at that point. I have to sort of follow a policy.
She has to hold some kind of influence, or else she should have never been selected. So you could say that on top of it.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, this is what we're going to see on Friday, Joe, a little bit of that, but more. I'm a prosecutor, Joe. You're not. They got to be ready on this to counter this. Look, I think it's preposterous what Casey's been saying and they're saying, but what else do you do, Joe? On inflation? How did it get out of it? This is the only way.
Where's the strong prosecutor personality in not being able to hold any influence? Would you give up on it, Kamala? Come on. You know, I mean, you could build on that. You could build on that big time.
Well, in this case on Friday, why were you not agitating to do this during all this inflation? Why have you not sued corporate America then? Why is it now taking this long to do that if that's the problem?
Take it into your hands. Work with your teammate over there. You have yet to exhibit that.
Exactly. Joe, what's your answer today? What's manly?
I want to be fair to you guys. So I don't know if this is appropriate or not. So I'm going to ask Dan to hold his finger over top of the mute button.
Uh-oh.
Circumcision.
It's a medical term.
That's a medical term. That's fine. Thank you, Joe. It's like the guy with the prostate gland that you thought was a really good answer.
Yeah.
The prostate gland defense.
The only thing I'd say with this last answer is there are some men out there that, you know. And
yeah, I don't know that that's unmanly. You know? I mean, the kid had no, the kid, you know, they weren't unmanly saying, no, you're not doing that to me. It was their parents.
Yeah.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.